Well, amid the COVID-19 crisis, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are continuing to put together a document setting out how they would work together in government. However, between them, the two are 8 seats short of a Dáil majority, and it's been widely reported that they'll approach smaller parties and independents in the hope of forming a broader coalition. They have ruled out approaching Sinn Féin. At the weekend, as you probably know, Labour got a new leader with Tipperary TD Alan Kelly defeating Éan O'Rourke. And Alan Kelly joins us now on the line. Good morning and congratulations.
Good morning, Rachel. Thank you very much.
If and when Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael come calling, will you talk to them?
Obviously, we'll talk to anybody who wants to talk to us. I think in these very difficult times, that is the appropriate thing to do. But I don't believe on this occasion that the Labour Party will be in a position to go into any coalition. Simply put, there are 4 parties who have got larger amounts of seats than us. Any 3 of that combination can form a government. And we certainly believe that it is up to them to do so. The country does need a government, and it needs one, I suppose, in the very near future. But any combination of those 4 parties, any 3 of them, can form a stable government with a majority. And that's where the focus should be. They're the parties who got the most amount of seats. 3 of them got virtually the same amount of seats. And the Green Party got a large mandate of 12 seats. And obviously, climate change is the big agenda item once we get over COVID. And really, it's quite disappointing that it seems that they are not willing to put their shoulders to the wheel and stay on the pitch and get involved in this.
They want something different. The other 2 parties won't talk to Sinn Féin. And the world has changed since the 8th of February. The country is facing unprecedented challenges. Why walk away from those challenges when you can play a part in shaping the country's recovery?
I believe the Labour Party will play a huge part in shaping the country's recovery. I think the world has changed. I think politics has changed. It's amazing that Keynesian economics is back in fashion. I think the way in which Ireland is going to have to come out of this is going to have to embrace a lot of things that the Labour Party stood for over the last number of years in relation to housing, childcare, in relation to a 1-tier health system, in relation to a rent freeze, which I've advocated for many years.
And so why then don't you want to be part of that change?
Well, we stood in the last election and we said if we got a mandate or if we got a critical mass of seats, we would consider going into government because, unlike many other left-wing parties, we are a party that aspires to being in government. But on that occasion, we actually lost the seat, and there were 4 parties with large amount of seats who, any 3 of which, can form a government. And really, that's where it should be. That's where the focus should be, rather, on the Labour Party. We didn't get enough seats. Even if we were to add our 6 seats, there still wouldn't be a majority in government. So that shows the realistic nature of this.
You said during the leadership campaign that you wanted to regenerate the trust the party used to have with the people of Ireland. Why did that trust disappear, do you think?
I think we went through very difficult times. I think our focus needed to be in a different direction. It wasn't always there. I think we have to concentrate now on the social contract with the people. People's real concerns coming out of a crisis like this will be have a home, to ensure that we have a health service, which I believe is fundamentally going to be changed. We have to implement slouching care. The whole issues relating to education, issues in relation to the pension age, and obviously we've seen massive changes now in government proposition in relation to childcare. So they're the areas which the people who we aspire to represent, people who work, people who want to work, people who go out and do an honest day's pay, they're the type of issues that they are concerned about, and they're the type of people we are now going to refocus on into the future. And that is certainly where I am going as leader of the party, along with all my colleagues, of which now there are 11, thanks to the fact that we have 5 new freshly minted senators elected as well.
We heard earlier the suggestion that you could support the government, say, in a limited form of confidence and supply. Is that something you would consider?
Look, there will be a document, I understand, sent to all parties later on this week or early next week. Once that document is sent to us, we will certainly consider it. We'll consider it in detail. I'll talk to my colleagues and we'll respond to that document. And I look forward to responding to it, but I also look forward to putting forward what the Labour Party's vision for the future of Ireland in a completely changed time. And we will do that quite quickly and we will present that to the public to show that we think differently, that we are different to all the other parties. And once we do that, we will consider how we respond. But I do believe that there does need to be a majority government put in place for a number of years. And that's where I think the other four parties should be concentrating on.
Is there a danger, though, that in opposition you could be absolutely overwhelmed by Sinn Féin, which after all has six times as many TDs? I mean, by comparison, Labour looks small and it also looks very male.
Well, also, you've got to understand that we had four female senators elected, and we do want to have a larger female representation into the future. It's my job to ensure we will not be swamped. We will be different, and I aspire to doing so, to making us very, very relevant, to punching way above our weight into the future. But I also want to say, Rachel, to those who are listening at home or driving or in work, you know, we also need a strong opposition into the future. I think that's critically important because, you know, if we have a majority government which is going to be coming through this crisis, they're going to be making decisions. Very difficult decisions, I grant you. But there also needs to be a strong opposition and people who have experience to be able to challenge those decisions. Right. Because they're going to be fundamental decisions for the future of the country. Right. And I think that's critically important too.
Alan Kelly, thank you for joining us this morning. 8:56.